In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. These are strange words. Now, the last 2 weeks, my family and I pursued continuing education in the Dominican Republic, and we heard lots of strange words. We also saw lots of strange foods, but none that were quite as strange as what we're reading about in our text this morning. We were pursuing continuing education in Spanish, and you might find that funny because at home we have a shelf, a whole shelf full of books about Spanish. And yet, learning a language, learning a living language, is not just about grammar and syntax and vocabulary. Right? Learning a language is about developing an ear so that one can understand how it is used. Learning a language is developing an accent so that one can be understood. Learning a language is about culture and manners and politics. It's about the local words that they use in this place. Learning a language is about learning a culture, learning about ways of being human, ways that God is acting in this place and among these people. And so learning Spanish or learning any language is not just book learning, but it's also a matter of being shaped, being broadened as a person to have a wider perspective on what is really real in the world. And so that's why we chose to pursue our Spanish education through immersion, so that we can make this exterior choice that would help shape us and form us who we are inside. This exterior condition to create an interior change. We didn't want just to have an academic grasp of a few strange words. We wanted to be formed ourselves into broader persons. And so Jesus' words in our gospel today are so strange, no? There's something like immersion, just being pushed into a different culture that I don't understand. What does this mean? We said that a lot the last couple weeks. What does that mean? Jesus is making with these words a radical invitation to eat his flesh and to drink his blood. It's no wonder that the Romans thought the early Christians were cannibals. But Jesus uses these radical, startling words because Jesus has a radical end game in mind. Jesus wants to talk to people about eternal life, about life in the kingdom of God. And Jesus is talking not just about life someday, you know, sometime when I die, but Jesus is talking about life right now, about your life and my life being changed and being different somehow. Not different like, oh, I want cream in my coffee instead of sugar, right? Not different like a change of clothes or a haircut. But Jesus is inviting us to the life for which we were created, a life where our joys are no longer subject to the vagaries of the world and of the evil that we encounter, to where our happiness doesn't fluctuate with the stock market or with our cell phone connectivity. Or even with the choices that are made by those that we love and care for. Instead, Jesus is inviting us to an eternal kind of life, a life that is connected to and has its base and its energy in ultimate reality, right? In the universe, in God, so that we will be formed into people who reflect the image of God more purely, more accurately. This is what Paul is talking about in our epistle today. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Formation for Christians into the image of God can and does happen in a lot of different times and places. Right? We can encounter God in the woods or in the sunset or in our workplace in a job well done. We can see the divine in the motion of a body that is running or in childbirth or an embrace. We can hear the divine in a song sung well or maybe even by a game played well by the Phillies. We encounter the divine when we make a loving visit to a sick friend. And all of these contain an aspect of formation. All of these things can shape us and mold us and bring us toward God. They give us windows into God's glory, windows into the beauty of the universe. But what we do at church, right, what we do when we come together, we are intentionally, explicitly pursuing those windows into divine truth and divine grace and divine goodness. Right? When we perform our liturgies together, baptism and Eucharist, marriages and burials and anointing of the sick, what we are doing is we are planting words of grace deep into our own souls. We are allowing God to plant those words there so that they might shape us and inform us and encourage us and be resources for us when our days are dark. There are other things we do, like Kitchen of Hope and Interfaith Hospitality Network and Vacation Bible School and Episcopal Church Women's Group. All sorts of things that we do where we serve and we love and we practice the attitudes and the actions that form us more and more into the image of Christ. They polish the image of God in us. And for us, Sunday school is one of those things that is very explicit about this being the purpose. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time. Sunday school is something that is designed to shape us into gospel people. People that have ready on our lips the words and the actions and the attitudes that reflect God's presence, that accurately reflect God's love for us and God's love for the world around us. So, this fall, we're changing a little bit. And it's hardly even a change because really we're hearkening back to something St. Dominus has done in the past. We are going to place Sunday school, a formation hour for all ages, right in between the two main Sunday services. Right? So we're going to have an 8 o'clock Eucharist, 9 o'clock formation hour, 10 o'clock Eucharist. And the idea is that the formation hour will be more available to more people, right? Since the 8 o'clock people can come to that without having to wait for a couple hours. And then that might require getting up a little bit earlier for some of the folks in this room right now. But the hope is that there will be more intermixing among, you know, sometimes you don't even know the people in the other services. The hope is that this will make formation hour more available to those who have things to do on Sunday afternoons. The hope is that this will help draw our church together and place formation at the center of what we do. And as long as we're changing a little, we're going to change a little more, and we're going to try an experiment where we're going to have two tracks for adult formation, two tracks for adult Sunday school. I'm not sure where they're going to go yet, but we're going to try having two tracks for Sunday school for adults. One of them is going to be based on this book, or the beginning of it's going to be based on this book called Not in God's Name, Confronting Religious Violence by Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. If you've looked around the world and you've seen violence, and you've seen violence in the name of God, whether it be the Christian God or the Jewish God or the Muslim God or some other God, and you've wondered, what's the disconnect between a God of peace and the violence that so often gets done in God's name? That's what this book is about. And it's fascinating. And there's now a paperback version, so it's pretty affordable too. So if that sounds interesting to you, I encourage you to pick up a copy and to start on it so you'd be ready for when Sunday school begins in a few weeks. But you're going to have to choose, because we're going to have a second track going for adults alongside this one. You're going to have to choose between them. The second one is called The Way of Love, and it is something that Presiding Bishop Curry brought to General Convention this year. And it's kind of about a rule of life. It's about how we live as Christians, as Episcopalians. We're going to use it kind of as an Episcopal 101. And so it's a seven-week series about the things that we do, the practices that we do on the way of love as we live as Christians, as disciples of Jesus Christ, and as Episcopalians. So there are going to be two fascinating classes being offered, and you're going to have to make some hard decisions. Formation is what we're about as a church, right? It's what we do in worship. It's what we do in Sunday school during formation hour. It's what we do during any other thing that we're doing, right? The committee meetings and the service activities, all of it is about forming us more into the image of God. Now, for my family, these past 2 weeks, immersion in the Dominican Republic required us to learn or polish up a new language, a different language, to learn some strange words. As a church, we've been doing that for years, right? We use lots of strange words. We talk about things like salvation and eternal life and holiness and grace and sacrament. These are not words that I tend to use in my day-to-day conversations out in the community, right? These are church words. Spanish has been for me a lifelong pursuit, and I'm excited to explore how it might be used here in South Jersey. Spiritual formation has also been for me a lifelong pursuit, pursuing the formation of my heart to reflect the heart of God. My hope and my prayers at Formation Hour will be an opportunity, will provide new opportunities for us as Christians to be immersed in the reality of God's love for us, and to take those strange words and those strange ideas and to make them our own so that we can live them out and we can share them with others. My prayer is that our spirits will be formed and transformed by the things that we do together, so that we can begin to experience the kingdom of God today, so that we can live the kind of life together that is eternal. Amen.